The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back for the second hour of the first program of the new year on the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, battening down the hatches and getting ready for the storm of 2017. Here on this third day of January, 2017. Let's go back to the phones. Jesse in Ohio. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, John. I was listening to your replay of the show over the weekend, and the caller called in about education, and it made me start thinking. You know, I got a tip for anybody in college, or even if you've got any high school students listening, man. Somebody once told me, if you sit on your hand for 15 minutes before you take a test, it feels like somebody else is disappointing your parents.
Okay. I've never heard that before, but okay.
Well, it might work. I don't know.
Yeah. Anything?
Yeah. No, not really anything else. I was just bored and thought I'd share some information with you guys.
All right. Well, Jesse, here's to a happy new year, a happier new year than 2016.
You too, John.
All right, thanks. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty. Hello, Betty.
Yep, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I've got three sentences here on honest currency, and I don't think it will hurt to have right up front be able to say three sentences defining honest currency. And that if we're going to have one currency fail, what's to replace it is a problem. So let me read these three sentences. The first one is standard weights and measures with penalties imposed by the civil government against those who tamper with the scales. That's the function of civil government. The second one, a prohibition on all forms of multiple indebtedness by banks. That's fractional. The third one is competitive entry into silversmith, goldsmith, or any other smith business for coins. And then there's the last one. No one is to be compelled by law to accept any legal tender laws. These are voluntary things that the individual citizens will have to have the character to know and act on, and hopefully, you know, if the bad one, the bottom falls out of it, we can know something about what to rebuild in its place. And I thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Betty. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your input, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks for everything.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Bye-bye. I have a scenario that I've been playing around with. If the bankers pull the plug on the worldwide economy, what is to stop Donald Trump from calling the Treasury and saying, hey, heard this Kennedy guy, you know, I'm going to do what Kennedy did, only this time I'm going to dodge a bullet, not take it, and I want you to print up some federal notes. Now, there, what is not being widely reported is there are many states right now considering their own state banks. Now, North Dakota has been doing quite well with their own state bank. They have weathered 8 years of depression in this country quite well. And that's even using the Federal Reserve notes because they saw a problem. We need to keep circulating whatever it is we're using for money. We need to keep that circulating within the state. There are many other states that are looking at doing the same thing. Now, how much better would it be for these newly founded state banks to use federal notes rather than Federal Reserve notes? There is a way out of this. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be bump-free, that's for sure. But it is a way out. Getting back to Mr. Netanyahu. Now, the Bibi Netanyahu thing. Of course, this is just smoke and mirrors. There's nothing to this. Well, this UN vote last week, we saw that. The rest of the world is speaking against Israel. And as the Obama administration shunned Israel last week, oh, big shun, yeah, biggest payoff ever. The police were calling on Israeli Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit, and I'm not joking about the name, M-A-N-D-E-L-B-L-I-T, Mandelblit, to allow them to open up a full criminal investigation against Prime Minister Netanyahu. Israeli police entered Bibi's home for questioning. The Prime Minister was quick to react, blasting, "Don't celebrate too soon over a corruption probe." Kind of like something Hillary Clinton would say. The Israeli police announced that they were absolutely convinced that a criminal investigation will be opened in the next couple of days due to new documents that were recently received in a special inquiry that began about 9 months ago. Boy, this information just keeps popping up. Do you remember me saying 6-8 months ago that the time is now for good men to come to the aid of their country? I think that's exactly what's going on here. I think that is exactly what is going on here. So we shall see. By the way, I don't doubt that Michael Rivera is getting hacked. Every time that you try to go to one of his stories on his website, whatreallyhappened.com, you click on anything to go to a link, it'll take you to not found, error 404, or whatever the case may be. And I wonder if my friend Tom up there in Pennsylvania would be willing to talk to our friend down there in Hawaii, because this crap has got to stop. This poor guy. I'm telling you, it's been a real exercise of patience. You know, he's gotten used to the idea that, well, hey, you know, I'm getting hacked. I'll just put up with it. Well, you can't keep putting up with it. You got to put a stop to it. Frank in Pennsylvania. I'll let you talk, Frank, while I reboot my computer that was just stopped working.
Okay. Yeah, it seems to be a phenomenon happening across the country. As soon as you get into controversial subject matter, the computers seem to...
Isn't that amazing?
Fritz. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. John, I want to thank you. You had a great article on your webpage, George Soros in Panic Mode, Calls for Trump Con Artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question for you. I think you're probably the one that can answer a lot better than anybody I know. Now, I understand that George Soros, his background, he had been collaborating with the Germans during World War II and rounding up people's property and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is to you, John, is if this guy was such a collaborator with the Nazis and sent all these innocent Jewish people to detention camps and stole their property, how come Israel never indicted him and brought him back to justice like they've done with the other guy? I think it was a Jewish guy. I remember years ago when I was in grade school, there was a guy named Eichmann, I believe it was. And they brought him back to stand trial. How come they never brought back Soros to stand trial?
Because he's one of them. You know, I'm serious. I'm dead serious about this. You know, if anybody thinks that the Israelis are just, you know, they're a little bit confused on the Jesus thing and, you know, all that, well, they're sadly mistaken. You know, this whole thing, you know, we've vetted this thing time and time and time again as to, you know, what really Israel is. And one of the best examples that I can give is, you know, don't go to a Christian white guy or go to the Catholic or go to the Protestant or go to anybody. Go to Jews themselves that have tried to separate themselves from Israel and the Zionist. And I point them toward NKUSA.org. And you never hear about, and this kind of gives you an example here, you never hear the media talking about them. Ever. Not one newspaper article. Not one televised news story. And the reason is that they don't want Jews going to, I'm sure that they'd be promoted as being self-hating Jews, which they're really not. But you don't want to draw attention. This is the same problem that the ADL faced with me. I told them to quit writing, you know, you're trying to tell me to quit writing about you, you anti-Semite, you're wrong. I said, no. No, I want you to keep writing about me because I want people to come to our website. I want people to listen to our programming because Jews need to be liberated as well. And that stopped the ADL from ever writing another word about me. Now, if you look at somebody like George Soros, you got to have friendly opposition. You got to have the guy out front that's really for you, that's really for the socialization, the communization of this country. So they're not going to eliminate George Soros any more than they try to eliminate Amy Goodman or the news medias in this country, because it all works in their favor.
Well, thank you, John. I never thought of it like that, but I appreciate you bringing this up and explaining it in layman's terms, because I always wondered, this guy was such an evil person that done bad things against, you know, the Jewish people during World War II. Why wasn't he ever brought back to trial? And you're right. You're right. He's probably working in concert with them to achieve the bigger agenda, which is, you know, globalist socialism or communism.
And you know, for their world program of control and domination, they have to get rid of the United States. So why would Israel want to interfere with that? They don't. And so far, it's worked out pretty well for them. They've gotten a lot of American business. They have gotten tons of money from the United States. We have been fighting their proxy wars for them. And I think this thing is getting tired and it's getting old. When the rest of the world starts to really talk about Israel in derogatory terms, something has got to change. But they're not going to go after somebody like Soros because he is of too much use to them. He probably is one of them.
Oh, very good. I appreciate it, John, for being so candid with me and the audience, and enlighten us some more. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You know, you're almost seeing a cacophony going on out there. I like that word, cacophony. What are they saying over in good old Italy? Fake news causing populism must be censored. European unions, nations must set up a network of public agencies to remove fake news from circulation and impose fines. Italy's antitrust chief has said, asserting that fake news. And here's the problem. Yeah, the internet has caused populism. Give people information that they can use, and they'll use it. That's a real problem for these control freaks. Asserting that fake news is driving populism, Giovanni Puttrella told the Financial Times that the internet must not be allowed to remain a Wild West. The head of Italy's competition body since 2011, he said that the speed at which the so-called fake news is censored is a critical element, and argued that such a task should be tackled by the state and not be left to social media companies. Now, Mr. Puttrella said countries in Europe should set up independent bodies which could quickly remove fake news and impose fines. Oh, not just removal, but we're going to punish you. Yeah, okay. That's what they said about hate crimes, talking about the Zionists in this country. Yeah, like I'm afraid of a fine. These would be coordinated by Brussels and modeled on how the EU regulates competition. Very interesting term. Post-truth in politics is one of the drivers of populism. I don't know if it's post-truth. We give you the pre-truth and the current truth and the post-truth. It's one of our threats to our democracies. Well, I have another problem with that, Mr. Puttrella. Is that this country's not a democracy. Kind of different. We have reached a fork in the road, and we're getting ready to stick it in you. I'm sorry. No, we have reached a fork in the road. We have to choose whether to leave the internet like it is, the Wild West, or whether it needs rules that appreciate the way communication has changed. Boy, this guy, does he think like a human? Or is this just lost in translation? I think we need to set up those rules, and this is the role of the public sector. Allies of Matteo Renzi, the former prime minister, have complained that fake news contributed to his defeat. Is this starting to sound familiar to you? Contributed to his defeat in December referendum on constitutional reform, even though he lost by a wide 20% point margin. The outcome of the vote was huge victory for populists and a blow to the EU. Now, while he welcomed measures recently announced by Facebook to counter fake news, he says, it's not the job of a private entity to control information. Oh, that's right. This is a country that has had how many different presidents and leaders and, what, 60-some in the last how many years? 40, 50 years? I don't know. This is historically the job of public powers. They have to guarantee that information is correct. We cannot delegate this completely. We're not asking you to. It's you that's having the problem with it. Everybody else is doing just fine because they're educating themselves. It's you, Mr. Puttrella, that thinks that this is a threat. And it is. To you. To all you close-minded little control freaks out there. He said speed's a critical element in the tackling of the so-called fake news, and that's a huge benefit to having a state agency, would be its ability to intervene quickly and public interest were harmed. Ooh, now he's gone to the point that, well, we can't leave private people doing this, and, well, with our takeover of pretty much everything, we're going to try to convince you that we have your public interest at heart. And the only thing you want to do is slit our throat. Things are getting a little bit weird in 2017. Those that hate the truth. We'll break. We'll be back in three.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Alrighty, we're back.
So the Bible says,
I want to get to this WikiLeaks hinting at huge upcoming revelations. If you thought 2016 wasn't good enough, wait till 2017. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John. I did also see that article you had on your website about George Soros was interested, so I did a little more homework on what he is all about and who he is. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he's a Hungarian Jew.
Yeah.
And he's had a complete name change. His last name actually is Schwartz.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Yes. And the best I can make out of it is why he got away with what he's done. He actually, it appears, he was a trustee. And I know in the prison camps, there were many Jewish people, prisoners, who were actually trustees or later on placed as guards to keep the others in line. And my guess is that's exactly what he was, a trustee guard in the prison system. So, and also he's worth $11.7 billion, so I think he's got enough money to influence enough people and to keep himself out of prison. But that's a little bit more about what he's all about. I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, people like George Soros that make money out of shorting the pound, or these are the insiders that know exactly what's going on and they know how to get paid.
Yep.
You know, has Amy Goodman, have you heard her name mentioned or her program mentioned in how many months now?
I have not. No.
Well,
I have not.
No, you haven't. The Ford Foundation, not Ford Motor, that's a completely different foundation,
right,
has been supplying the funds to her for a number of years. And it's been rumored that George Soros also chips in a few shekels as well. But, you know, when you take a look at somebody like Soros, like I said, he's the friendly opposition. He is one of the front runners here of doing his job, destabilizing socially this country, which obviously he has done. You know, who this guy is, you know, he could be nailed for being a Nazi collaborator if the news wanted to. But they haven't touched George Soros in any way, shape, or form. You know, we find out this guy's fomenting violence, which should bring the FBI knocking on his door saying, "Excuse me, Mr. Soros, what are you trying to do, foment civil unrest in this country? You know, we would like you to stop that." They have not done that. Nor have they really gone after anybody that's been operating and undermining this country with a new kind of political philosophy. That used to be one of the fortes of the FBI. But it is no longer.
Yeah.
You know, the enemy is now in the gate. And the enemy is probably sitting at the head of the FBI right now, or sitting at the head of the CIA right now. You know, it's not about politics to these guys anymore. It's about power and how to maintain it. And in order to maintain it, you have to do away with those that are trying to, well, curtail it, as we should be doing in a republic with a rule book called the Constitution and the rule of law. This doesn't sit well with any of them. It doesn't sit well with the Democrats. It doesn't sit well with the Republicans. It doesn't sit well with anybody. So,
you know, if you believe in the, if you believe there's a shadow government that actually makes the game plan, and that the president is just kind of a figurehead. And I actually believe there is. I actually believe the president is nothing more than a figurehead, and there actually are some very powerful, wealthy people who run the show and turn the screws. George Soros could possibly be part of that shadow government, but then I threw that by Michael Rivero, and he said, yeah, it's possible. It could be. But then he would be outed now, and I think the shadow government stays secretive, and they don't want anybody to know who they are. But so I don't necessarily believe he might be part of the shadow government, but because he would have outed himself during this last election, showing how much influence, how much money, how much power he has to influence this election. So I don't know, but it's possible. Maybe he is part of the shadow government.
Well, you're finding out who the enemies are of anybody that wants a sound economy, wants freedom and liberty, and wants to keep their firearms and keep the government out of your business. Hell, it's everybody now. Everybody's supporting a bureaucracy. You know, it's just their bureaucracy versus the other guy's bureaucracy. All right. Hey, Steve, thanks for the call. Happy New Year, man.
Hey, happy New Year, too.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, well, well. The New York Post is admitting that federal agents took bribes to let drugs and illegal immigrants into the U.S. Yeah, I'm going to rip this one apart. It's true, but these are the lower rungs. You don't touch the hottie-totties higher up. You don't touch the CIA, do you? Remember in Los Angeles, who was the black woman that was questioning the CIA head at the Times? And, you know, why are you running drugs into South Central L.A.? At any rate, I'll get to that here in a moment. Tom in Philadelphia. Hello, Tom.
Hello there, sir. Happy New Year.
To you as well?
Yep. You were talking about Kissinger being the go-between earlier. The only thing I'd like to see him as a go-between is the noose and the trap door. That's the only thing I want to see him between. But I don't know. Trump is, you know, bringing in some people that, you know, people are shaking their heads about. But then again, you've got the old adage, keep your friends close, your enemies closer.
Well, and these are the people that I'm sure that he can get them to do his bidding, because if they're working for him, I mean, there is favoritism in politics. I'll give you a classic example here. The RNC rents Priebus. This guy initially, he was kind of faltering a little bit, and Trump said, hey, look, you better run this damn thing straight. And he did. and now he's got a position in his cabinet.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's bringing in the banking people. If you bring in the banking people, then you have an inside track of exactly how things are done. And after all, statute of limitations is up. Well, now you're free and clear. Now you work for me, and I won't let them touch you. This is what I want to do, and you've got the knowledge on how I can sidestep the minefield and get the job done.
Thanks. Good analogy.
Well, and what do cops do when they catch somebody? They tell them, you can have immunity if you just work with us. Why not offer the same thing to the criminals that have been running the show for a long time? You know, people think in a real world that you and I would want to live in, we would have a tendency to say, I'm not working with that guy. He's that or he's this. But Trump is one of these objective kind of guys. He wants to get someplace, and he needs to get there quick. So why not offer them a little bit of protection for a little bit of help to get the job done?
Well, that's the way I operate. I operate the same way. Keep your friends closer, enemies closer.
You're damn right, because yeah. the thing that you got to watch is that knife in your back that you don't see coming while one of their friends is engaging you in a conversation. All of a sudden, you're blindsided, and you find yourself on the floor bleeding out.
Yeah, been screwed too many times over by people that were supposed to be friends and colleagues or business associates, and
yep.
Not going to happen again.
There you go. All right.
Hey, look, you said your computer's crashing. Are you using Internet Explorer again?
Well, actually, you need to talk to Mikey, because I just saw him. He had to refresh the Internet to get something working over there.
Okay, yeah. And I'll be happy to help Mr. Rivera.
All right, well, I will let him know.
Yeah, make the connection, give my number, whatever.
I will do so.
All right, you want me to talk to Mikey? Give me Mikey, I'll figure out what's going on.
Yeah, okay. Mikey's saying there's nothing going on. Mike, I just saw the Internet Explorer quit, and you had to refresh it.
Yeah, you got to stop using it, all right? I don't like the GUI on Mozilla anymore than you probably do, but I've given up on Internet Explorer. It's constantly crashing.
I understand.
Okay? And it's not your computer. Just as much as you can, use Firefox. Okay?
All righty.
Be happy.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Tom.
Yep.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Alan, South Carolina. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John.
Hi.
He's speculating on George Soros. I just want to get in 2 cents worth that I'm sort of convinced that. And I know that the last time I mentioned David Duke's name, you scolded me for him having too much baggage, so you can pull the plug on me at any moment. But
No, what I was talking to you about, Alan, is tactics. If you keep hammering the same way and it isn't working and you keep getting shut down, you change your tactics. And he's tried to present himself as in the best possible light, and quite admittedly, he's doing a pretty good job, but my point was that any time that you mention that, it's like a drop of water in a shark tank. I'm sorry, a drop of blood in a shark tank. It's feeding time.
Well, that's true, absolutely.
Yeah.
Every website you go to, though, on the Internet, this conservative, if I can use that term, immediately Southern Poverty Law Center gets the first line on the first page.
Sure.
Neo-Nazi group, blah,
sure.
blah, 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 and I know you've seen it.
Yeah.
You're probably there yourself. But here's the point I was getting at. George Soros, did you hear his interview from some days ago talking about how the time he spent in Germany in the 30s was the most meaningful time of his life, et cetera, et cetera?
Was that interview done, who's the guy with the dead eyes that sits there with an old round kitchen table in a darkened studio? Can't think of the guy's name. Charlie Rose.
I believe our friend James Kelso ran it.
Who did you say, Mike? Charlie Rose. It could have been Charlie Rose.
I heard it on the Trump phenomena on the Republic.
Okay. All right, but that it
but
wasn't
anyway.
Okay. Go ahead, Alan. I'm not going to get a word in, but go ahead.
Here's the link I was trying to draw. In My Awakening, David Duke points out that the Zionists collaborated with the National Socialists and even Adolf himself about aggravating the Jews who didn't want to go to Palestine like they wanted them to go there, and, you know, to make Germany miserable for them so that they would finally agree to go to Palestine. And maybe I think that's what George Soros is talking about.
Well, I don't know. Alan, you have me at a disadvantage. I did not hear the interview, and James Kelso didn't interview him, so he had to have played it from somebody else that interviewed him.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, and, yeah. So at any rate.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is there was some collaboration there, and the Zionists, being one of those really satanic perversions that it is, were quite willing to throw a lot of everyday Jews, shopkeepers, mechanics, clerks, and so forth, and bus drivers, under the bus, so they would be so frightened and so confused and so anxious that they would finally agree to go to Palestine where they wanted them to go, whether they wanted to go themselves
and
or not.
And I've said this before, Adolf Hitler himself had more to do with the founding of the nation state of Israel than anybody else. Because what was going on in the 30s? We saw the Weimar Republic. We saw what the banks had done to Germany. And in the early 30s, as soon as Hitler came on the scene, 32, 33, there were changes that were starting to be made. And if you look and you go back into the memory hole through the newspapers, through the reports from England, anywhere, it was Germany must be destroyed. It must be destroyed. They were doing this way before World War II started. Did they know of Hitler's plan and how he was going to skirt the bankers? Well, that's now history. He did that. He brought that country back from absolute ruin to be one of the most powerful countries on the face of the planet without the control of the banks. But Alan, what he did was he told these bankers, you get your butt out of Germany. Go ahead, take your ill-gotten gains with you. He didn't confiscate them. He let them walk with their ill-gotten gains.
Yeah, the bankers, that's, I guess, is a great delineation there. Hot big knobs like Menachem Begin, David Ben-Gurion, who ended up being the original terrorist in Palestine, they got off the way they wanted to get off. And then all those other people got thousands and thousands. I'm not going to say millions and millions, because we don't know that. Thousands and thousands of everyday people got screwed, not by Hitler so much as the Zionists.
Yep.
That was my conclusion from putting two and two together and getting four instead of what they teach in the public school these days, something less than five.
Yeah. Well, and that remains to be the problem today, and it's been exemplified, it's been demonstrated to everybody what the real problem here is, and nobody has the guts to tackle it. Nobody has the fortitude to tell these, and I dare use the term banker, but nobody has tried to cut their head off. It is high time. If you want self-determination, you want control of your politics, you want control of your economy, you got to get rid of these bastards, these banker bastards. It is an absolute necessity. Hitler knew that back in the early 30s. We know that here in America today. Henry Ford knew that back in 1920. There were a lot of industrialists in this country that said, wait a minute, you're doing what with the money? We know where this is going. And Henry Ford knew enough about the internationalist Jew to write editorial after editorial after editorial. And here's a guy that had some pretty deep connections. All right, Alan, I appreciate you.
Well, I just wanted to chime in from the back row, so go ahead back to teaching. Thank you, John.
All right, well, Alan, you know, look, my comments about David Duke, you were missing the point about that.
Well, probably so.
Well, and when I made the statement to you about the South, and I got to meet the good old boys of the South, I told them, I said, stop the program here. You guys got to readjust. There's a true enemy on the horizon. This is just a distraction to keep you from doing anything relevant or worthwhile. It's a ruse.
Well, I'm right in the middle of it. I've been preaching to them for years to quit worrying about the Pickett's charge and the battle of this or the battle of that and start looking around instead of looking back. So I agree with you 100%. Well, I just can't get it, though.
Alan, you know, I was born in Pennsylvania. And I wasn't born in the South, but I've been adopted by the Southerners because they realized that I know enough about history for them to recognize that I've been right. The South, if this country is going to survive again, I've said this before, the South needs to rise again. And it's not necessarily the geographic thing that I'm talking about. Or a particular state. It's the attitude that got the South in trouble with the United States government before. And it's like, wait a minute. You want to have dominion over us? You want to intrude in our internal affairs? You want to do what? We'll see what happens.
I'll tell you, over on Rents this morning, John, they had a great caller from Massachusetts. He was complaining, I'm behind enemy lines.
Mm-hmm.
I won't use all his profane language that he uses. He said, we need some help.
Yeah. Well, and
Boston, Massachusetts, he was calling from.
Yeah, I hear you.
So help him out, John.
All right, Alan. All right. Thanks for your call. You know, I don't have time for this because I got callers I got to get to, but I've been doing a lot of thinking over this time off that we have had, and I am watching the other people in media. He just mentioned Jeff Rentz. Years ago, I told Jeff, I said, Jeff, I said, why the hell do you keep doing this with the crop circles and the UFOs and the aliens? You know, there will come a time that is going to work, not to your advantage, but that will be a detriment. If you're talking to the uninitiated right now and you were talking about Jeff Rentz, he's had his sight for what, 20 years or more? Put a lot of good information. But it's been tainted with the crop circles and little green men. Or, I'm sorry, the grays. And I said, you got to stop doing that. And he said, well, no, I believe that we've been visited and this, that, and the other. And I said, isn't there enough on your plate right now? We need to deal with the here and the now and the terrestrial right at this moment. Because don't you think that people that come to you and say, wow, this looks like a rerun of X-Files. I said, you've got to get down to the base of the important knowledge and leave the rest of the play stuff alone. Well, fake news? I mean, if they start talking about Jeff Rentz and start putting up stuff that's on Rentz's site about aliens that reads like the Enquirer magazine. Folks, there are times that you have to readjust. You have to rethink your approach to stuff. Here at this network, I'm pleased as punch. I told the secretary today, I said, you know, I've been thinking about this. I said, the only thing we got to do is maintain. We're doing our job. We're not the fake news, we're the real news. And now we're seeing people go, and I don't want to get into this subject, but there's a story on the website. Go read it. Talk show host, head in hands, crying on the air. Friday and yesterday as well. Really? You're slipping some cogs, dude. You're starting to slip. And you're starting to see people take positions and take sides. For what reason? I don't know. But I have my suspicions. John in Northern Michigan. Hello, John.
Well, I'm back, John. I just got the opportunity to come in after the 8 o'clock hour, and it looked like you were discussed in shadow government individuals, and
yeah,
and it led into other things. Were the Bushes included in that shadow government?
Well, hell, well, yeah. I mean, that's exclusive membership there.
I agree. Through Skull and Bones and also Bohemian Grove, a lovely campground for lovers.
Hmm.
But they also was Rumsfeld brought up. You haven't heard that great name in a while.
No. And the only thing that I got last Friday was, weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein didn't have those, and Donald Rumsfeld didn't sell them to him.
And he didn't bring aspartame onto the market.
No, none of that stuff.
Well, of course. I think he's a Christian.
Which just, and see, people don't realize this, John. You know, you reveal a lot about yourself when you start supporting stuff that you know is just not right. You know, it comes down to crunch time, that people are sitting there and they're watching and they're listening very closely. And before, when it was just chatter in the background, they'd turn it down a little bit and maybe cock an ear to something that they wanted to hear. No, now people are listening to every word. They're paying closer attention because they're realizing now how screwed up things are. I mean, and people's position. They're still questioning, am I dealing with real people or am I not? Am I dealing with somebody that has an agenda, or they just want to get rich, or they just, you know, whatever the reason, they're paying closer attention now. And as well they should be. There's a lot of people that I see right now that are getting ready to blow their own heads off. And that,
well,
years ago, John, and let me just interject one other thing before you continue.
Sure, yeah.
Years ago, I said this, more than 20 years ago. I said, one day you're going to wake up, and the person that you listened to or you thought you could trust is going to be standing on the other side of the fence waving at you. They're not going to be on your side of the fence pretending to be like you, or they're not going to be standing on the fence. Well, I'm not quite sure. No. They're going to be waving to you from the other side of the fence. I said, expect that, and do not let that get you down.
I agree with you on that one for sure.
Hell, I knew that two decades ago.
Well, you're right on then, and I've always enjoyed all your information. There's someone that, have you ever interviewed Dr. Cuddy, Dennis Cuddy?
Oh, gosh, yes, years ago.
Well, he's got information on the Nazis. Of course, it's on a website, newswithviews.com, and I would recommend people to read that. They're short stories, about 22 of them, that give the history of the Nazis and how they came and took over this country through South America and the Middle East. He's done his homework, and and we get back to these companies like Exxon and Volkswagen. They're all tied to Germany, but we also have Prescott Bush tied to Germany. That's Grandpa Bush.
Well, wait a minute, John. Since when is being tied to Germany a bad thing?
Well, I should have said the Nazis.
Yeah, that was the National Socialist Party.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, the German people were very inventive. I'm three-quarters German. I'm a mongrel, really. These were people that go way back and are tied to the banking industry, as you've always tied them to, especially with your presentation you did in 2009, which people can still go to your archives and find out. It was in the end of January of 2009. You gave the whole history of the banking
industry. As Patton said, we're over here fighting the wrong people.
Right.
at any rate, and, John, I've got calls backed up.
Jack Bernstein, American Jew in Marxist Israel. He was killed by the Mossad. Just look up Jack Bernstein in that article, and he talks about the Zionists, the Ashkenazis, and the Sephardics. He went over there in the late 60s. So Jack Bernstein, they killed him for talking about Israel, and that's what we're dealing with is the one he was talking about now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the great people of the Sephardics.
Nope. And
And Dennis Cuddy at newswithviews.com has a lot of great articles on that and the Muslim Brotherhood.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, John.
Thank you. God bless you, John.
All right. Let's just keep rolling with the calls. Andy in Texas. I'm running out of time. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. Hey, I think your last caller was referring to Prescott Bush. He actually was selling oil to the from Standard Oil Company or whatnot to the Nazis after we had already joined the war. Mm. That's what he was saying, I think. what I originally called about was I think that what's really going on in this country really starts with the states, because when we formed the Union, each state had to agree that the Constitution is what they intended to abide by. And they also put the 10th Amendment in there that said that the states, anything in the Constitution not allotted for, would be up to the states to do. But they also had to take that same oath, if you will, that we all do when we join the military or we become a presidential or whatever, to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution. So what did they do with the 10th Amendment? They turned it into codes and ordinances. And we've got 2.8 million people in prison, jails, or attached to our
Andy, you had to let the administrative people in on this deal. There's a lot of lawyers that needed a job.
Absolutely.
There was a bureaucracy. No, there was a bureaucracy that we're trying to build. So don't screw with it.
One could argue that all these lawyers and stuff need to go back to school because they didn't read the Constitution before they took their.
They're not there. Look. They're not there to practice the Constitution. They're there for the administrative law. They know exactly what they're doing.
Well, yeah, that bar, that British whatever admiral rule,
accredited
or whatever. Accredited
registry,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, anything that's got a British attached to it, I think we should be very aware to it. But no, that's really what this has happened, is that we've got a bunch of people in prison right now that haven't hurt anybody or damaged anybody's property, and you could probably agree with me, that's what freedom is. You don't hurt anybody, you don't damage anybody's property, you're free to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah,
well, and look at how many things we can't do without the permission of the government.
Well, and that's why, if you run afoul of their rules, that's why the state steps in, supposedly representing the people. No, they're representing
exactly.
Themselves. Andy, I got to keep moving here.
Right.
Andy,
right.
I got to keep
all right,
going.
Take care of yourself, John.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Hey, John. Happy New Year. I just wanted to pass on that a longtime friend of a military Marine said to me, he goes, all I need to do is train three people. That's what he was taught. And over the weekend, we went out. We did some shooting, did some stuff, did all that. We ended up watching, we shot the Mosin Nagant and that I have, and then we watched the movie Enemy at the Gate. And the young man that was sitting there, he was asking questions about it because he never knew about all this stuff. The next day, I'm sitting with my daughter and I'm reading a Facebook post that he tagged me in. And he says, I want to thank Rob for helping to teach me the right way to live.
There you go.
And so it's working, Bill.
All right, Rob. Well, that's good news. And I'll tell you what, have a good new year.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
take
thanks,
care.
Rob. Mike in Tennessee, 30 seconds. Hello, Mike.
Greetings, John. Happy,
New Year.
John. Happy New Year. Go to AndreGuy.com. Click on the homepage. Go to the bottom if you want to see David Duke. The guy standing to the right, that would be me. The guy to the left, that's a big 300-pound black pastor, Andre Guy. We were the ones that allowed him to come into Memphis unscathed when they were calling for his head in 2009. So people can come together for the First Amendment, the right to speak your mind.
Because the people that are trying to do you in, they don't give a damn what color you are.
If we don't stand up for everyone's right to speak, at some point they'll shut us all down.
You're damn right. All right, Mike, thanks. And thank you all for being here today, folks. Thank you very much.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.